Right now, I don't have any information about the draft constitution, but I've read from others that you can actually get it from the internet and from the newspapers and from the radio stations in Zimbabwe.
So what is stopping you from accessing the draft constitution on the internet, for example, or the places where you have said you've heard you can actually get it?
The reception here of our registration is quite poor, and from the internet side, our internet connections, normally they don't work in Zimbabwe. And actually, to get it from the newspapers, you know, the situation in Zimbabwe, we don't have dollars to buy the newspapers.
From your observation, what could COPAC have done differently to ensure that people like yourselves can readily access a copy of the draft constitution ahead of the referendum on Saturday?
I think they should have organized some meetings with the communities and also giving out something like pamphlets.